3 years ago, when I began as parochial vicar, associate pastor here at St. John's, I used the city motto for my very first homily as associate pastor. And the city motto at that time was, "The city that works for you." That's New Brighton's logo, is "The city that works for you." And I spoke about how we are to be the city that not works for ourselves, but the city that works for God. That we need to build up God's kingdom here in New Brighton and beyond. Well, 3 years later, the city motto has changed, and my position has changed. So I figure, what a great start. And the city motto, does anybody know our new city motto? Nobody did last night at 4:30. I won't hold it against you. It's "Building Tomorrow Today." That's the new Brighton logo. "Building Tomorrow Today." And what does that mean? How does that look, or how does that play out? It means looking at the future, but planning for it, but living it out today. Acting with urgency. Acting with a sense of immediacy that we need to start doing and planning for tomorrow, but doing it right now. We can't wait to change. That we need to have conversion right now in our lives and not wait till tomorrow to do the thing that we should do. But we need to build tomorrow today. We see this in our scriptures today. In our gospel passage, the 72 disciples had a sense of urgency. They had to build tomorrow today. And when they went out right away. They didn't just sit around and decide, okay, well, we need to calculate how much money it's going to take for us to get from point A to point B. We're going to have to calculate where we're going to stop and get food. We're going to have to figure out where we need to stop and get gas or have a hotel, right? Obviously, they didn't have any of those things. But they didn't just sit around and wait and plan it out. They did it right away. There was a sense of immediacy. They went out and shared the love of God with others. They went out and preached the good news about Jesus Christ. They shared with others that God is merciful, that God is loving, that God is good, that God is personable, that God wants a relationship with each one of the people who were hearing them. And they shared the good news right away. They didn't wait to put it off, but they did it right away. And we too are invited to have that same sense of urgency to build tomorrow today. Doing what God wants of us right now. The last couple months, I'll be honest, I was looking a lot at the future with a little anxiousness. But now is the day. Now is the time to continue to build tomorrow today. You'll see on the front of the bulletin, I know it's a bit of a confusing picture, but there's a picture of Father Bill Murtagh, our former pastor, Father Skuzacek, our former pastor, and then myself. And in that, though, we think about the last, but we look towards the future as well. And we realize, though, that we don't do this alone. Rather, we have a new priest in July, Father Magner, two new sisters coming in August, Sister Irma Linden and Sister Leonardo will be teaching in our school, and we have 8 net missionaries coming in September. So we're looking at the future, planning for evangelization, planning for strengthening and continuing to build up and strengthen our school, planning to strengthen our parish through all these additions, but at the same time, we're doing it right now. And it's not on all those people to do the ministry. It's on all of us together. Because this is a team effort. This is a team effort in sharing the goodness of Christ with others. It wasn't Jesus who alone went out and did all the ministry, but he sent 72 others. And that's all of us. So we are called to go, make, and teach. What does that mean? It means sharing God's love, God's kindness, God's thoughtfulness with others. Receiving a gift, you say thank you or sending a thank you. You show patience to a person who is a little bit irritable, right? You show patience to them. You show them kindness. You show them some thoughtfulness. You think about how you can show love to the people you interact with when you're going through the cash register at whatever store you go to. Calling them by their name. Just being joyful. Being a witness of Christ in small ways will open up a door to larger ways. Whether that be your coworker at work or your neighbor across the street or maybe your family member that's sitting in the pew next to you. You're called to bring Christ to each one of those people. You're called to go, make, and teach. And don't wait till tomorrow to finally show them love. Do it today. Do it today, right now. We look at the other readings. We look at our first reading from Isaiah. And what does Isaiah do? He looks at the future, which is full of hope for him, even though he is in exile with his companions. He's in exile, but he's looking to the future, knowing that God is a God who delivers his people, a God who provides for his people. And so he lives in hope, and he brings hope to his people who are suffering, who are away from their what is common to them. He looks to the future, but he builds hope today. He doesn't wait, but he builds hope today. And St. Paul, in our second reading, what does he do? He builds the hope as well. Looking at the future, he is in prison, he is enslaved, he bears the marks of Jesus on his body, he says. He knows that he is suffering. But he's not so concerned about the suffering, he's looking at the future. And what is the future for him? Heaven. And he's excited about it. And the excitement of the future gives him strength and hope to persevere in the sufferings he's enduring. So my brothers and sisters, may we too build tomorrow today, living in hope, living in the goodness of Christ, living in the knowledge that we are loved by God himself, a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, a God who delivers us. And we come today to this altar to receive the Eucharist, where we get a foretaste of heaven. We get a foretaste of tomorrow, today, the heavenly banquet which we celebrate, where we're drawn together in communion with each other through receiving the Eucharist, and not just with each other, but with God himself, for whom we are made. So my brothers and sisters, together, may we be like those disciples with Jesus Christ and build tomorrow today.